This question comes from Larry Patowski, a longtime shareholder. I think he's in the audience, from the Good Haven Fund. He asks, over the years, you built or acquired a significant number of businesses that are related to the residential and commercial real estate markets, including such segments as brokerage servicing, insulation, carpeting, construction products, paint, and furniture. Berkshire's ownership of these businesses would seem to give you a unique window through which to view current conditions. Could you give us some insight into the current state of the housing and commercial real estate market and what we might expect to see in these businesses over, and now this is maybe a long shot, over the next decade?
Well, the immediate situation is it's terrible. It's been flatlined now for a long time, and it affects Shaw, it affects Mitek, it affects Acme Brick, it affects Johns Manville, it affects our home services operation, and there has been no bounce at all. But you see that in the housing start figures too. I mean, I'm not telling you anything that you don't see, except I see it with pain as I look at the monthly earnings figures. But those are good businesses, and as I mentioned in the annual report, we bought the largest brick operation in Alabama, and I think Alabama uses more brick per capita than any state in the union, but that doesn't mean much currently because nobody's using any brick to speak of. But we bought it, we wrote a check for cash, and we like improving our position. Mitek has bought operations. Shaw is spending $200 million this year, partly because of a change in the nature of the carpet business. This country, over time, will build houses at a rate that, overall and total, commensurate with household growth. And I think we're going to see plenty of household growth in future decades. And I think that our companies are well positioned to make significant money when we get to a normalized level of home building. I said in the annual report I thought we would be seeing the upswing by year end. I've seen nothing since I wrote the annual report that makes it look like I'm certain to be correct or anything. There's been no movement that I've seen so far in the 2 months since I wrote the report. I would think it would start occurring by then, but if it doesn't, you know, it may be a year later. I don't think anybody knows the answer on that. If I had to bet one way or the other, though, I think it will be turning up by year end. It really isn't that important to us. When I made the decision to buy the brick company in Alabama, it was not because I thought brick was going to turn in 2 months or 6 months or a year. I thought that over time, being a very important brick manufacturer and distributor in Alabama, adjacent to our strong operation in Texas, would be a good investment at the price that we paid. And I feel good about the decision, but I won't feel good about our brick results in the next 6 months. I can be sure of that. Charlie?
Well, one advantage of buying these very cyclical businesses is a lot of people don't like them. And what difference does it make to us if the earnings average, say, $300 million a year, if it comes in a very lumpy fashion? In the big scheme of things, what do we care if it's lumpy, as long as it's a good business? And we have an advantage on that stuff. Nobody else was bidding for a brick plant in Alabama with no customers to speak of.
We'll be there if you need brick in Alabama. You know, See's Candy, a wonderful business, loses money roughly 8 months of the year. You know, now it just so happens we know the seasonal pattern, so we don't worry in July that somehow Christmas won't come. You know, we've got a couple thousand years on our side. So that's easy to see. If you just looked at 1 month of C's earnings or looked at one quarter, you think, what are these guys doing in this business? Now, obviously, cyclical businesses, you know, are not going to behave exactly the same as seasonal businesses, but why look at it any differently? I mean, if you take the next 20 years, you know, there will be, you know, three or four terrible years for residential housing, and there'll be a lot of them that are pretty good, and there'll be a few that are terrific. And I don't know the order in which they're going to appear, but I know if I can buy the assets cheap enough to participate in those 20 years, that we'll do okay over that time. So that's why we're in the brick business.
Now, let's see.
Yeah, we're at 3:30, so we will adjourn for about 5 minutes, and then we will conduct the business meeting of Berkshire Hathaway, and we can turn the lights up, and we'll rejoin you in just a couple of minutes.
All right.